Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Who's had their check engine on light on the longest? You can call 1-800-330-9999. Raven, this morning I got in my car and it wouldn't start.
Oh.
And it did the thing where it was like,
really?
Ch-ch-ch-ch. And then I did it again. Ch-ch-ch-ch. And then I got like nervous because it's never happened.
Yeah.
So I did the auto start on my key to see what would happen.
Okay.
And it started, but it was shaking. Right?
Good.
And I was like, I'm not taking this car.
So I mean, at that point, I would have ruled it out.
But then it seemed okay. So I got out and I got into our other car and I texted my husband who was still asleep. And I said, I'm taking the other car. Something's wrong with this car. Which he replied, well, if it started, why didn't you just take it? I go, if the check engine light is on, you don't drive a car, right?
Well, I mean, you can, certainly. It tells you basically that you're supposed to go to the shop, and nowadays you can just go to an auto store and they'll plug it into a computer and tell you what's wrong with it. I mean, it depends on how bad it might be, how bad it might feel. Yours felt rough, so I wouldn't do it. If it's red, I know that that's bad.
Yeah. Yolanda, how long has your check engine light been on?
For a month.
All right, a month. And do you have any idea what's wrong with your car, and are you just going to ignore it?
My boyfriend checked me. He said it was a simple part to put on, but I haven't gotten a chance to it.
Yeah, that's not an answer. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. He's like, oh, it's just a sensor of this or a piece of that or whatever. Nope, we don't know. Could be the end of the universe for your car, actually.
It's still on. I just drive in, like, okay.
Right.
I mean, I'll get to it.
Right. But you haven't. Right.
It's only been a month.
Right. Here, good luck with that engine.
Yeah. Producer John, how long has your check engine light been on?
Well, I like to think of it as a New Year's problem. It's been about 2 months.
Certain cars, you know, certain cars, she's right. She mentioned it's a Honda. Certain cars can go longer with that light on.
And I do have a Honda.
See?
You are correct.
You know?
So, but aren't you afraid I was afraid I was going to get stuck on the side of the road coming to work.
Yes.
Yeah, your car might have.
But yeah. But you're just going to drive yours like it's no big deal?
Yes.
Yeah.
When you don't have any choice, you know.
This is my thing, is that when you don't have a choice, that does turn into a factor. Like, I know that there's something going on with the exhaust. And I'll say this, the check engine light, it comes and goes. Really, it's more of a friend at this point.
It's impulsive.
I mean, you know, when I got an oil change, it went away for like 2 weeks. Then it kind of creeped back a little bit. But, you know, what am I going to do?
You want to hear a nightmare story? Raven, what happened to you?
Well, my check engine light was on in my last vehicle for like, I don't know, a month, 2 months or whatever. And I took it to the dealership to have it checked out. I had suspicions about a problem that it had. They checked it out. They said, no, it's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. The check engine light went off, all that. I started to drive it again. Check engine light came back on. Granted, it's yellow. Keep it in mind, right? So I call and I say, hey, I need to get the vehicle in. Well, we're really busy. If it's yellow, you're probably fine. All right. Just, you know, let us know if it gets worse. One day in the span of 5 miles driving home, it starts to blink yellow, and then it goes to red, and then it starts to blink red, and then the car blew up.
There's a yellow option?
Yeah. Yours is red? Oh, you should get to the dealership.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah, there's a difference in color codes.
Who has had their check engine light on the longest? 1-800-330-9999. You guys are nuts. I'm just saying it. This morning, I went to go turn my car on. 3 times it wouldn't turn on. And then finally, I took out the key and did like the auto start thing on it. And it started shaking and the check engine light came on. But then it seemed okay. But I said, nope, I'm not taking this car with the check engine light on.
That's it.
So I took the other car, texted my husband, said, your problem now. And he said, Anna, he goes, everybody drives with the check engine light on. And I said, that's not a real thing.
Well, I mean, if you are driving and your check engine light comes on, it tells you that you need service at some point soon, typically. It doesn't always mean that you need to immediately pull over and call for a tow.
But producer John said his has been on for 2 months, which I think is crazy. Who's had the check engine light on the longest? 1-800-330-9999. Yolanda.
quite some time. We're not sure if it's like just a sensor, though, but there's a whole bunch of stuff wrong with this car that's going into the shop in the next couple of days. But yeah, it's been on for quite some time.
But you still drive it like it's no big deal? You're like, I'm going to roll these dice every day, get right on this highway. No worries.
Well, The only time it's really this car is driven is when my boyfriend takes it to the train station and parks it at the train station, which is only 5 minutes from my house.
So you're like, if he gets stuck, he can walk.
So it's going into the shop in a few days. Do you have an estimate already?
Not yet. Yeah. We're guesstimating like close. We're hoping it stays under $2,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because
that's
if it's anything over, like we're gonna get rid of the car.
That's
smart.
That's a lot of things wrong with the car,
yeah.
Right?
Good Thanks, luck, Samantha.
I hope you make it there.
It is Gina Getchell, and my check engine light is on.
Gina, how long has it been on?
It just went on this morning.
Oh, gosh.
Mine, too.
It's the worst feeling.
But are you driving yours?
So when I heard this, I had to call in because this is my luck.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what's wrong with the car?
No.
Patty, how long did you drive with your check engine light on?
I have been driving with my check engine light on since June 6th. It tells me right across my display in neon red. And I had a diagnostic done, and it's going to cost me $2,300 to get a new oil pan, an oil pan gasket, and a crankshaft gasket. So I'm putting it off as long as I possibly can. I'm not looking forward to the payment.
Wow.
Girl, your car sounds like it's in trouble.
Right.
Yeah, I'm really dragging it out. I leave little leaks underneath of my car everywhere I go.
Oh, that messy friend with the messy car. Tell her not to park in our driveway. Tells you, be like, I'm not telling my friend she can't park in our driveway. Have you seen what that car does? Tell her not to park in our driveway.
I mean, June 6th, that's like 8 months ago, maybe more. Like,
it's, it's blinking red and it's telling you the date. It's like it's DOA date.
Right.
That's not good.
Oh, gosh.
You should take that in today.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Right.
I mean, that's what the credit card is for. You better get that sucker in there.
I was about to say, when they send you those checks, that's why you hold on to those credit card checks for moments like that.
Exactly.
All right, Ben. Is the check engine light on right now? How long was it on for?
It's on right now. Looking at me every day. You know, it's one of those things. There's no sound. There's no weird noise. I know the oil has been, you know, is done regularly. It's not a problem yet, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
How long has it been on?
At least a month and a half.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Is that a long time?
I mean, it's always the two things that always happen when you're the lowest on cash, the check engine light or the brakes.
Yeah, right.
Your brakes immediately go the day after you've been fired or lost your job. Like, that's always the way things work. I mean, sometimes you got to stretch it out.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.